You're ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. My name is Dan, also known as Icon Fast Fiction on Stan Twitter.
Hi. My husky voice.
Wow. Hi. Bedroom voice tayo, girl.
I'm Pao, and my Twitter handle is Icon Big Fix.
And hello, this is Phoebe Nim, or Fanatic.
Yes.
Getting active on Twitter.
Handle. So,
this is our first recording for 2020.
Yep.
It is February.
Oh, the day after 15th.
The day after Valentine's.
What a way to celebrate that.
With six hours of video.
Yeah.
Hence our voices.
Yes.
So please forgive us for having raspy
bedroom voice.
Yeah, it's midnight. We're kind of worn out after 6 hours of video.
Yeah, but it was fun and also not enough. Honestly, I feel like we could still keep going.
Yeah.
We only sang like 4 Icon songs, maybe 5.
Oh, no. Marami tayo.
Did we say, okay, marami ba?
Pero hindi pa namin nahanta yung airplane, on
marami
pa.
Hindi na nahanta lahat. So our next goal is to sing all of the Icon songs. A tip, by the way, which you probably saw on our tweets. So we found this karaoke video place where they have a lot of K-pop songs and the lyrics are romanized. So super easy to sing along. Well, not super easy, but relatively easier to sing along. So yeah, it's in Music Bank in Timog. We are not being paid to say this.
How we wish.
Yeah. Or kahit free lang. Free 6 hours of singing. So just in case you guys are like looking to sing K-pop songs, it's a good place to start. Okay, anyway, this day last year, we were actually almost like at the same place. Pao and I were getting ready for our trip to Seoul.
Yeah.
It's
our almost anniversary for that trip.
So right.
If you have been listening to our podcast, we had 3 episodes dedicated to
the Icon tour of Seoul
last year.
Mm-hmm.
Grabe, 1 year na pala.
Yeah.
Almost 1 year.
Yes, which means it's also almost the anniversary of when we first recorded the podcast.
The first podcast.
Yeah, because we recorded it in Seoul on that trip. Yay! So, happy conniversary to us!
Yes!
Yay!
Happy conniversary.
So, actually, more greetings are in order because some of the Icon boys, a lot of them, like more than half of them, celebrated their birthdays. So, a belated happy birthday to Dongyuk, Chanu, Jinan, and Yunyoung.
Yay!
Happy birthday, boys.
To all the boys.
To all the boys. We'll talk about their cup sleeve events later. But before that, 2 episodes before this, we were celebrating Bobby's birthday. And actually, Pao announced that she was going to do a cup sleeve event then. So, obviously, it's already happened. Pao, do you want to talk about how it was for you? Your first organized cup sleeve event, handled, and kind of sponsored.
Because I was able to give freebies. So I didn't expect that a lot of people would support it, to be honest. Because the prediction is that on the day of the birthday, which is on the 21st, which we recorded also.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were a lot of events already.
Yeah.
A lot of cup sleeve events down south, even in Makati and Ortigas.
Yeah. It's like all over Manila. Yeah.
And
even outside Manila, actually, I feel.
Yeah. I think meron din sa Quezon City, but like only a few. So I volunteered to do it on the 28th of December. It was fun. Because I didn't expect, like, my first customer. Yeah, customer. The first person who bought coffee was through Lala Move.
Right, wow. Bongga.
Yeah, medyo nagulat din kami. So, it was in Brewology, by the way. So, the first one who claimed the cup sleeve and the freebies.
Mm.
She ordered like a brewed coffee. And then the Kuya Lala Move actually asked me, like, Ma'am, nasan po yung cup sleeve?
That's so cool!
So, alam kami. Ooh. So, ano, para kay ate girl yata to na whoever she is. And then she tweeted me, like, oh, I was the one who who got the cup sleeve. She was sick, so I forgot her handle. But anyway, just in case you're listening to this podcast, shout out to you, Ate Girl, because napaka-unique nung pagbili niya ng coffee and pag-claim ng cup sleeve. It was fun because I had the chance to like use my artistic talents. That technically, wala talaga akong artistic talents, pero maraming salamat sa Canva for giving me all the templates that I need. I was able to do like photo strips of Bobby.
Nice.
Yeah. I designed also 2 photo cards. Uh-huh. Care of my friend. Mm-hmm. She printed it for me. Uh-huh. And then shoutouts also to Team Bobby PH, because they were the ones who really made the cup sleeve or the air holders.
Right.
It was really good. And I got to meet people also. Na yun nga, non-iconics din. Apparently, there was one person who went to Brewology, claimed the cup sleeve, and brought non-iconic friends who also got the cup sleeve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sobrang
Oh,
cute.
Yeah, I think there was someone who went, and she was with her XOL friends.
And
parang I saw it on Twitter.
Nagkataon, I brought my Bobby doll. So I was also telling like people to bring their dolls. So there was a mini doll celebration of
and it was like the EXO dolls.
Yeah, EXO dolls with Bobby.
So cute. Really cute! I saw that. Yeah.
So yung mga XOL friends namin nila din. We're really excited because there's like, ooh, fandom is colliding.
Yeah.
So excited. So I also did another one because ang daming natira. I asked Team Bobby PH if it's okay to hold another one. Like after New Year. So, nag-sponsor ulit ako ng isa pa. Okay naman din. Marami din naman pumunta. Pero this time, mas nagtagal yung mga tao. They really stayed
there. Where was the second one?
Oh, in Q Cup. It's in West Avenue, Quezon City.
Oh, I've never been.
We can...
Please
we can,
take
yeah,
me. Chuseo.
So, mas iba naman ng konti yung freebies. I think dinamihan ko yung photo cards that time. Mm. So, okay lang naman. Pero nakakapagod siya, guys. Because it's like you are the host of a party. So, you have to approach everyone and say, oh, are you okay? Are you enjoying it? And stuff.
So, how was your introvert self?
Napagod ako. I just wanna lay down and...
Rest your bones.
Rest my bones.
Yes. Wink, wink. Winku.
Winku, winku.
So, would you do it again?
Yeah, sure.
For June, your favorite icon member.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'll think about it. Pero yun nga, we're brewing something right then.
Yes, we are.
So, we're gonna do something. We're gonna do an event this 2020. It's just that, wag muna nating sabihin. Kasi wala pa naman concrete. But watch out. Because, we're gonna do something for this.
Also, I literally thought of something else to do as well right now. Na parang cup sleeve event. But I'll tell you later. Para surprise. Just based on your kwento just now about the dolls. That's all I'm gonna say. Naisip ko lang siya. Anyway, glad you had fun, Pao. Yeah. Sorry, PD naman, I couldn't make it.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, do you wanna greet your new friends from the cup sleeve events? Parang radio show lang.
Actually, I'm so bad with names. I'm really so bad with names. Pero, I also promoted Connie's podcast, and there are quite a few who are actually listeners.
Oh, yay! Oh, wow. That's
oh,
so
gosh.
Cool!
No.
So, yung mga 12 listeners natin, medyo nag-increase na naman.
Mga 30.
Sila yung nasa
12. Or baka sila yung nasa 12.
Sila na yung nasa 12. Actually, hinahanap ka nila. Nagparang, asan ko si Ate Icon Fast Fiction?
Si Ate
Icon. Dami. You're famous.
Famously absent. Okay, so because nga, 4 of the Icon Boys celebrated their birthdays recently, so there were so many cup sleeve events the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Pao and I were not able to go to even just one. Well, I didn't get to go to any of them.
Sorry, January was really
so
busy
sad
for me. And then...
Yeah.
But
we have Connie's podcast. Had a representative, a field reporter.
It was outsourced. To
me. So, PD Nim, well, which cup sleeve events did you go to and how was the experience? Yeah, medyo nag stealth mode ka ang alam ko.
I know.
So, forever talaga ako stealth mode dahil mag-isa lang ako.
Nalalaman na lang nila na nandun si Pili after.
Yeah, yeah, in the first place, I'm really not into those things. So like last year, I never went.
Yeah, you never went to any of
us. Cup sleeve event. Yeah. And what I remember is that Lane and Pao went to a couple of events last year. So at that time, and I think none were really that close to me.
Yes.
I live in Makati. Wow, So anyway, it's broad enough. Makati's big. But anyway, no really naman like super effort to really go to the cup scene. Just so happened that I'm at a strategic location. Just so happened that there are some cup scene events around my area. So I went to first for Dongyuk's birthday, the one hosted by Forever with Dongyuk. So I think this is in Zoo Cafe.
Yeah. Alpha, ooh, Alpha Land. Yeah, that's becoming like a popular cup sleeve event.
Isn't Zoo Cafe a Korean
it is.
Brand?
So,
Well, actually, wala na akong plan ng pumunta. But just so happened, I have a dentist appointment on the same day. So, funny coincidence. Pero, ako ang malinis ng ngipin. Pero, sa dentist ko, pwede po mag-bim ng kape.
Oo nga, pwede naman daw.
Okay, madadala ko, pero not to strangers. So, kung mag-isa lang ako, hindi ako masyado. That's my first cup sleeve event. I knew from Pao's pictures during her cup sleeve na may arrangement talaga and all that. Pero first time ko nakita, first hand account talaga na meron talaga silang hinahanda na area to make the decorations and all that. And it takes a lot of effort. So tuwa din ako na everyone was really looking excited when claiming. And during that time, nagkaroon din kasi ng joint pang sponsorship. So there were also hand-bin cup sleeves and bobby cup sleeves.
Aww. Yeah.
During that time. So, pero I opted out of the bobby cup sleeves kasi it's the same as Pao's. So, okay na ako dun. Pero the fact that may hand-bin cup sleeves, I think from his birthday, I think in October na limited lang.
Yeah.
So, may coded, coded question pa. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow, really?
Okay, Frank, can I have the, I think, can I have the cup sleeve of the Devil Singer?
I know, I was just gonna say it reminded me of our Singapore story. Anyway,
it's easy, you have to ask the right question.
Oh my god, side story.
Yeah.
There was this, we ate at this restaurant, and then after that, we went to like a speakeasy in Singapore. So, for the young ones who don't drink yet, so it's like a place that's hidden, and this particular one, you needed a password to go in. And bilang travelers lang naman in Singapore, we didn't know the password, but thankfully the restaurant where we ate before that, we asked the waiter what the password was, and he very like mysterious spy like way whispered the password,
like leaned in and like
gave us the code. So you're like, oh cool, and it worked when we went to the other place. So sorry,
I think he went for a while to ask.
Yeah, he had to check what the code was.
And then he
gave it back to us. Yeah. like some cute like things we can do for the future cup sleeve event.
Speakeasy
style, diba? Oh yeah, speaking of, there were some like wine, how do you say it? Like instead of like coffee events, there was like a wine drinking event for Jinan. So something interesting. Anywho, sorry. So what else PD Nim
happened? And also I purposely avoided nga din yung mga events na where you have to socialize since
PD Nim. Yung mga may registration. Medyo ayaw yun ni PD Nim.
To be fair, medyo kami din naman yung pao. Parang medyo shy about the ones where...
Sila. So yun, kung kasama ko sila, baka okay lang. And then the second one is by Yun Titas. So, ooh, this was in Y Cafe.
Yeah.
And so, masaya din. Actually, matagal na rin kasi kami nag-hangout sa Y Cafe. So, natuwa din ako na I get to hang out. Well, not really hang out kasi yun, I got my free stuff. Pero apparently, I'm too early. Hindi ko naabutan yung... Ay, wala ko dun sa first batch of the mga humabol na freebies. So, kind of na-sad ako. Anyway, but That was also a fun event. Since mas malaki yung space, mas malaki din yung area for all the decorations. And there was a TV there, so nakadook din yung videos and also song chilling vlogs.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, the song chilling vlogs, I think, nakadook din. Pero yun, actually, I stayed for the entire afternoon, pero hindi doon sa actual event space. So, nagtago ako. And did my laptop stuff. Kaya, ayun. But it was fun. So, yun. So, thank you for the ones who hosted the events and also the other people who added their freebies.
Yay!
Yay!
So, cute. So pretty.
Actually, that's like super FOMO. That's the thing that I like about Cup Sleeve events. Other people would actually give you their freebies,
yeah,
so that other people can get their freebies.
Wow. Yeah,
it's so cute. So,
well, June's birthday is coming up, and we're already seeing announcements for a lot of events.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be another busy couple of weekends, I imagine, for Iconic. So please look forward to those. We will try to attend as well. I want to go. I haven't been one this year.
Okay, so, yeah. I know.
I'm going to go.
You have to do your duty.
I know. So, yeah. And I will report from the field in the next episode. Please go with me. Okay. So, there's a lot to talk about in this podcast, obviously, because it's our first one of the year. But the main reason why we actually recorded this podcast is because we are in the midst of comeback season. So, Icon is back with a mini album. And so, we're here to talk about all things I Decide.
Related to Icon.
Yes.
I Decide.
In the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of activity.
Oh yeah. From vlogs to V-lives to teasers and extra songs.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, Jinan was active on Twitter.
Yeah.
He made 2 tweets, which really woke up the fandom. So that's great. So
I think that's the first time they updated after a very long time.
Yeah, wow. Like, people were thinking maybe they forgot their passwords on Twitter.
But I doubt it that they forgot their passwords, because trust me, they're really lurking around Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think it was Yunyoung who had already brought up na parang, oh, I saw this on Twitter or something.
Yeah,
like,
therefore. They were,
yeah, so parang, I think the fandom's been thinking for a while that they've been lurking. But earlier today, Jinan made his presence felt, which was pretty awesome. So, so hopefully we get a lot more tweets from the boys
in the coming days.
In the coming days. So yeah, lots of activity. Did you guys get to catch any of like the V lives or vlogs?
Actually, hindi masyado. Ako kasi every time nagla-live sila, I'm not online. I'm not active.
In my case, leading up to the release of the song, there's a pattern on the schedule, which is kind of annoying for me.
Okay.
Kasi sakto siya ng 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Korea time.
Ah, yeah.
So it's 8 a.m. here.
Yeah.
So palagi ko siyang nakita yung notice right before I enter the office.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, I cannot watch it.
Yeah.
And then 5 p.m. Korea time, so it's 4 p.m. Manila time. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, yun
yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
So, para 4 p.m. again, hindi ka na mapapalood agad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm like, sana 5 para yun lang. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yun lang. I caught the countdown before they released Dive on VLive. So, that was pretty fun. And my subs, even as it was happening. So, I thought that was cool. Because my work hours are weird, I did get to catch some of the parang scheduled updates. Like the mixtape, or how do you call that? The sampler.
The sampler.
Yeah, I got to listen to it.
I got to watch the V-Live radio as it happens.
Right, so that one
I
did.
Yeah, because that's the English subs as well. So that's also fun.
Yeah. So,
Yung
sa
or
pa
yeah,
yung subs. So, what are you saying? Anyway, well, it was so fun. Well, I'm not sure if we're gonna talk about it. The one where they danced the old songs or
Well, we can do it to end. Yung feelings of the comeback. Yeah, if you want. So there's been a lot happening, which is great in general. But I think the biggest sort of news or content that they've come out with, obviously, is new music.
Yeah.
And so before we dive into the actual mini album, there were some songs that were released before that this year. And so we will put a spotlight on them first. And the very first one of the year was Hanbin's.
The songwriter of the year forever
and ever. So it was January 2, and I remember this vividly because I was still on leave. I was still on holiday leave.
I was hosting another Cups Leave event in Q Cup, so that I mentioned that a while ago. And I was earlier that day, I was with VIP Conic 21.
Hi!
So, she was telling me na, dapat magkasama tayong umiiyak ngayon. Kasi naiyak talaga ako, guys, na nag-release siya. So, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not just me because someone here is like a binik.
What time did he release it? I think it was almost at the same time that I left the office.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, you were in the FX, man.
Yeah. So, nasa UV Express ako. But I'm super tearing up, man. It's just so good to hear his voice.
I know.
And it was a good song.
No, it was a good song.
It was amazing.
It was a good song. Yeah, it's just so good to hear his voice and the fact that, you know, some signal, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Parang, hi guys, I'm still here.
Yeah. And, you know, doing what he loves. So,
yeah.
Na
yako. Bigyan na ng tissue.
Meron ka pa namang wine. She's nursing her wine. So.
And ano, she's very emotional.
Yeah.
As we speak.
So I think the fandom was pretty, well, very emotional about it, obviously. But I think generally we were just happy that he was back. So.
And remember, before he released the demo, he deleted his
his Instagram
photos.
Posts. Oh, yeah.
Like literally everything. So parang he called it down to like 10, which were all Icon.
Yeah, Icon. The boys. The boys. And Icon as a group.
And then just like 0. Oh, and there's also, he also went
private.
So if you're still following him,
shout outs to
good
all
job.
Those who unfollowed.
Oh my god, just to check. Oh my gosh. You guys.
And now. You guys can't see his IG.
Yeah. Wait na lang on Twitter for people to like post whatever happens. Yeah. But so far, no activity yet. Other than the demo. Mm-hmm. So that was, I felt was a great start to the year for Iconics. Mm-hmm. I think maybe days after, maybe weeks, there was another release from another member, which was Jinan.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So he made a cover of Trip by Ella Mai. Is it Ella Mai?
Yeah.
Okay. So, any thoughts? Any feels?
I think for me, well, I appreciated his vocals better. Because it's my first time to hear a song that he sang ng buo.
Okay.
So, it's something that I'm pretty sure that the Jinan fans love. And since he's the first one who released for the impending comeback that time, it was such a hype also. Na, oh, eto na, this is it. They're gonna come back na. So, in fairness sa kanya. At maganda yung pagkaka-cover niya.
Yeah.
Hindi siya, it's not even like something that he's gonna get bashed on.
Yeah.
Magaling talaga kumanta si Jinan.
Yeah, it's such a nice song. I felt like, oh, taste. Like, good choice of song to cover.
And kinanta siya ni Dean kanina sa
For Jinan. Actually, I've been trying to learn it on the ukulele kasi medyo madali yung chords niya. But I suck at it. So, but yeah, I've been trying. And then when Jinan made the cover, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna work harder to learn this song on the ukulele. Anyway, it was a good song. So, yeah, and I think it got a lot of views. So that's great. And then shortly after that, another member released another song. So Pao, shall I leave it to you?
Hindi ko siya pinanood nung umpisa. Kasi alam ko naman, kasi may emotional ako. I mean, I know that I'm gonna be so emotional.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
I saw the photos when he shot the video. I didn't know that it was like a music video for something.
Yes.
So I was just thinking like, oh, is it like a photo shoot for like a brand or is it for the album?
Uh-huh.
But apparently, it was for that MV, which is Rest Your Bones.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure there was a clip. Mm-hmm. Or the first time that I saw it, I didn't check the whole lot.
Yeah.
I went on Twitter and everyone was sending clips online. So I was checking that one. Nung kumanta na siya, alam ko na na it's not just an ordinary song.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that it was for someone. And I just want to say that, basta, na-emo ako nung narinig ko yung kanta. Kasi alam ko na na it's really for Hanbin.
Yeah.
I mean, awayin nyo na ako na sinabi ko yun. Pero, sorry guys, it's really for Hanbin. Paninindigan ko yun. So how about you?
I love that song. I think of the four songs that were released by the members. I mean, before that mini album, it's my favorite. I think I really like Bobby's brand of music. Mm-hmm. Kasi. So I loved Love and Fall. And yeah, this Rest Your Bones song was very much his, although it was different from Love and Fall. But you can tell it was his, and I don't know how to explain it. But I really liked it. And the video was nice. I mean, I could literally listen to it.
Yeah.
On loop. So, yeah.
I'm quite sad, actually, that they didn't release it in the album
itself. I know.
Yeah. I was actually expecting that it's gonna be there. But apparently, I don't know. Maybe I'm really hoping that if there's a repackaged album for this comeback, I would totally listen to it, like, on the loop.
Yeah. Even Surf, right?
Yeah.
Put that in as well. So, it was a really good song.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one more song. That was released. It was by June with the help of Bobby. Paano ba? June featuring Bobby or June Bob?
Well, a lot of people would say that it's June Bob. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's just say June Bob. Called Deep Night. I suppose... As a June stan, maybe we saw this coming because, like, last year he started sort of releasing his original songs on Instagram TV, and he did say he was writing a lot of music.
Yeah.
So I think it was a welcome surprise to the fans that he released the song. Personal thoughts, if I'm being honest, I liked Bobby's Rest Your Bones better just because that's more my style. But I thought that it was nice for Icon to have someone do a song with sort of a live band.
Yeah.
This is very clearly June's style of music.
Yeah.
Which isn't exactly Icon's sort of music color. Yeah. So I'm glad that he's been given the opportunity to show his own personal kind of taste in music. In the same way that Bobby's been allowed to sort of do the same, or has been allowed to do the same.
To that point, are we expecting or are we wishing for a June solo album?
I see that a lot on Twitter. You know, he's learned from Hanbin. I'm sure he's piling up the songs. Like, I'm sure he's, you know, his poetry, parang, I'm sure he's stocking up.
Correct.
And someday he'll have enough for an album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he'd like that.
Correct.
So,
I just love that Bob is so hyped.
I know.
For the entire video, he's just bobbing Bobby.
He's totally Junae's hype man.
He's bobbing up and down. Like, Junae was. He's on the guitar, right?
Yes.
He was strumming. He's like in the zone, like, like doing his own thing. And then you see like this guy at the.
He was a hype man.
Yeah, he's like the hype man. And like, okay, I know. There's a part for Bobby, and apparently he's there towards the end. So it's really super fit, talaga. I mean, featuring si Bobby. So para nakatawa lang na. You know, he's sustaining that level of energy.
Yeah.
He's acting like it's a hype song, or like it's an anthem.
Yeah.
But kudos to him, because I'm sure he wrote his own rap. I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure. Like, he made it work with how that song was. Like, his rap fit that song.
Yeah.
So, you know, June Bob Nation Twice.
I kinilig ako dun sa thought na parang. Like, Bobby's music is obviously very different from June's, but for some reason, like, they made it work. Like, oh my gosh, Parang yeah. They're different people, different personalities.
The yin to the yin to
the
others
yang. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, aww. So there. Hopefully more collabs soon.
Yeah.
Or subunits type ish things. Mm. So Iconics have been well fed, I suppose, yeah. with content. And then came the actual comeback. In the actual mini album, which Yay. Is I Decide.
The teasers came out and a lot of people are hyped about I Decide. So what is right. I Decide? What do you mean when you say I Decide? What did you decide about?
And then I saw this, like there's this one teaser wherein like for each letter of I Decide, there's like couple what are the meanings of
words,
I Decide,
uh-huh. right.
a lot of words, and then yeah. like they don't relate to each other, it's just all the words in English. Okay, so what is I Decide?
I was thinking, ano, parang, did they just get the continuous whatever in a dictionary, diba?
Yeah, parang, like a thesaurus or something.
It's a roll call of all the things.
Diba?
I thought there's a
conclusion,
yeah.
pero wala.
Diba? Pero wala pala.
I think it's one of the morning teasers. Like,
yeah, yeah. The 8 a.m.
So I'm,
ahala ko din.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, I think,
like,
at that time.
I can't process this.
Yeah,
goodness.
I mean, like, I took out my earphones or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay. So what did you decide?
Yeah. And then Bobby speaking in English.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was also a highlight. English speaking Bobby is
always
hot.
Always a joy to hear.
Yeah.
You know, people are saying and there are theories that those scenes were already shot way before.
Right.
Yeah. Because of the way their hair
looks
and stuff like that. Like this is how they look during this time last year. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. So there's that theory, I guess. Oh, I don't know. Nah, this was already shot way before.
Which means they were 7 and complete.
Yeah, most likely.
Correct.
I suppose, okay, I'm just going to be honest here. It's a little difficult to do this podcast without sort of talking about the elephant in the room. And we were supposed to sort of discuss that towards the end. And we will. Yeah. We will save our feelings for the end. But I guess it's hard not to have it come up during discussion.
Yep.
So just
FYI.
I mean, FYI. So it's a little weird. We'll try our best. So yeah, so given that the mini album was released, the title track was announced to be Dive.
Yep.
And I think we should just dive right in.
Wow.
Thank you. To our reactions to the song. So we'll start with Dive. And any initial thoughts?
Don't hate me. No, I always have a love-hate relationship with the title track.
Same.
Actually.
To be honest.
Same.
Even with Love Scenario.
Same, girl,
during the
same.
First time that I heard Love Scenario, I didn't necessarily like it, but it will grow on you. That's also my feels for Dive.
Mm-hmm.
It still sounds so much like... Sorry, ito na. It still sounds so much like Hanbin, to be honest. Mm. And during the first time that I saw the video, I watched the MV first before I heard it on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Mm. Yeah, so when I watched the MV, I was actually looking for the loophole in which where Hanbin is supposed to sing.
Okay.
I have a couple of hunches, but let me reserve that for another day because it's gonna take so long. But yeah, I think for me, until now, I still have a love-hate relationship with Dive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like it, but I don't necessarily hate it as well.
Yeah,
but I'm hyped about it, like, oh, a comeback. How about you?
I have the same feeling. So, and historically, it's kind of the same. Yeah. I think the only title track that was my favorite in any of Icon's albums was My Type. And it wasn't even the title track, technically. It was a warm-up track because Rhythm Tao was a title track. Anywho, so parang even like... So yeah, Rubber Band, I prefer over Love Scenario. Mm-hmm. I liked Freedom more than Killing Me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just have a thing for their B-sides. So yeah, Dive wasn't my favorite when the sampler came out. It wasn't my favorite, which honestly I expected because yeah, from like historically, that's just what it's like. It reminded me of Wake Me Up by Avicii
because
it had that parang country vibe, but it's not country.
Yeah.
It's dance.
It's although a dance
of course,
band.
Yeah, Avicii's was more EDM, but that was kind of the vibe that it reminded me of, which I felt would have been, let's be honest, like, this was supposed to have come out last year, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Middle of last year. And so, in a way, I felt it did kind of sound a little dated in that sense. I mean, 6 months shouldn't make a difference. Well, maybe it can. Yeah, I mean, music changes a lot. Wow, that Avicii song was like a million years ago. Well, no, man. Maybe 3 years ago.
And I think it was supposed to be released for a specific season.
Right.
So, was it September? Was it?
Well, we never found out, like, the actual date. But yeah, probably.
But then, if you're going to listen to the song, it would give me, like, almost ending of summer feels.
Vibes. Yeah.
So, I have a feeling that it was supposed to be, like, towards the end of summer.
Okay.
They're gonna release it.
Right. Right.
But then, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Things happen.
Yep.
So, wasn't my favorite track. Having said that, obviously, I watched the MV. I watched the dance practice MV. So, over the weekend, after their comeback started, it was stuck in my head, actually. And I think PD Nim and I kind of had this discussion over Twitter or whatever. Like, it wasn't my favorite, but it was stuck in my head. Right. So,
I think even during the time that we listened to the highlights, we asked ourselves, like, also, what's your favorite so far?
Yeah.
Dive didn't even made it to the top two.
To any of our lists. Mm. I was gonna say, the funny thing is, like, I just remember For Killing Me, like, Hanbin said that wasn't his
choice
for the title track, and my selfish self is wondering like what would have been his choice. Or maybe it is, I don't know. Anyway, we'll never know.
But I also want to congratulate the boys, because if you are on YouTube, they released like a live trap of Dive in which they have the microphones and then like the colored backgrounds, and each of them would have like the square. In fairness, they sound like
they ate their CDs.
I mean, I come with my own soundtrack feels.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need no MR.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the icon we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
When I heard that, that's the title track, I'm like, oh, it's another medium tempo song. I sort of got from Killing Me and also Goodbye Road in a way. So I'm more of the hip hop girl.
I mean,
that's why I like Icon.
Yeah.
It's that. Of course, understandably, they cannot go that route given the current circumstances. So that's understandable. Pero nung narinig ko rin, it's another medium tempo song. So you also get to speculate then. Because I really want the stronger. For some reason, I like Icon's ballads a lot. But I know na even with or without Hanbin, that I don't want a ballad for a title track.
Yeah.
For this comeback. So I was really expecting, especially if Hanbin was here, nice, super upbeat type. Rhythm, the level, she knows she jack level, type of title track. So I also got like speculate what could have been the title track, or if the Wish title track is even in the album.
It was part of the fight.
Right.
But yeah, the recall, I mean, it got stuck to my head.
Yeah.
In fairness. So at least for a title track.
It's what you need, right?
It kind of makes
sense. It makes sense,
right?
I remember having the same experience with Love Scenario, where I was just like randomly singing it. I mean, not realizing that I was. And realizing it wasn't even like my favorite. So, I think those are the things. So, for a title track, in a way, it has the right components. You need to be an earworm. So, is that the term? Yeah. Any thoughts on the MV and the choreography? We always have to talk about the choreography.
It was choreographed by
Dongyok,
right.
As expected, it's a dance con. So I think a lot of fans are actually asking for a dance con for quite a while.
Yeah, we want a dance con.
We got it, so therefore.
But is it a dance con in the truest sense? Since it's a, like for me, it's a medium tempo song. So parang,
we want like another dance con.
Like, which one is your dance con? Like, B-Day, Bling Bling, Rhythm Ta, Shino
Shijang.
Killing
Me.
Killing Me.
Killing
Me,
I cannot really weigh on it. Now I'm looking like through a lens. Because I know that Dongyok choreographed before.
Right.
Like some of their dances before. So now, again, I get to speculate. Like,
right.
So I really cannot weigh in, like, is this purely Dong-hyuk, or the choreographies before that are attributed to Dong-hyuk is really purely his?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it also like some few inputs with some of the icon members, or even mm-hmm. some
or
of
even
the
like
choreographers
actual choreography? Yeah, yeah.
So, yun. So, yeah. So for me, well, for me personally, hindi siya dance call. But I think I'm asking for too much. Because for me, dance call was mix and match and who is this?
Oh, God, I know.
Yeah. So I'm asking for too much. And of course, obviously, they have to sing live. And, you know, you have to, like, take that into consideration when you're thinking about your dance moves then.
Uh-uh.
So, you know, so understandable now. Pero
yeah,
cannot wait. And then dance, yun lang.
Wow, this is like the most difficult podcast ever. I did not expect this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're like
but
at
I
a loss
like
for
the
words.
Part where in like the pre-chorus one.
Okay.
The union part. The one with the
oh yeah.
The one with that the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for me that's the one of the
points.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The
points.
With that said, I really think that Yun Young's parts.
Mm-hmm.
Are actually the standout for me.
Ooh.
Because even the bridge in Random Times of the Day, I would remember Dive, but particularly like the bridge sung by Yun Young.
Ooh.
Yeah.
His voice, or the tone of his voice, was a little different in his first part, which was the one before the chorus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sounded
really
nice. Like, yeah, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people on Twitter had concerns when the dance teaser came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not as, I suppose, organized.
Clean.
Like, not as clean as kind of we usually know of Icon. But personally, I felt that when the dance practice MV came out, like, it was pretty clean. And they did really well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was just like a weird editing thing with like the dance teaser. It's also that thing of I'm not used to their formations yet. And I had this in Osaka during the tour where the formations looked off because I'm just used to seeing them as 7. And so seeing them as 6 just is different.
Yeah.
So maybe that had a hand in that.
Parang may imbalance bigla.
Which is weird, right? Because like
you're not supposed
even,
to feel
it's
that.
It's even numbered, but like it's not that.
But there are
it's
some
weird
parts of their formations wherein like there's clearly one guy at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
One guy at
they
the
get
front,
covered.
And the guy at the front is clearly blocking.
Blocking the one in the back.
And don't really analyze their formations before. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if this happened before.
Uh huh.
But I guess yun nga again, I'm going through it with a different lens na parang
yeah.
people, not really nitpick, but
yeah,
I
yeah.
get to really now look at the details. And for me, that's one of my takeaways sa parang, oh, their formations, may isang nakakarangan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it happened before. Pero yun yung napansin.
But that said, yeah, I do enjoy watching the dance practice MV. I usually, again, historically, would watch the dance practice videos more than the actual MV.
Right.
So, oh my god, you can't imagine. Like, you can't imagine
how.
I don't know. I know. Like I've seen like Rubber. Well, Rubber Man doesn't have an MV, but like I've seen that dance practice video so many times. It's ridiculous. Also beautiful. Yeah, like.
Like I can't recall a lot of the MVs. Like,
me neither, honestly.
Maybe the standout scenes, maybe. But
yeah.
Give me like some random snapshot of a obscure scene in an MV.
I think
what?
The
no, which song?
Ooh,
that?
Game idea for the next episode.
I think the only MV that I remember distinctly is I'm Okay. Just because Hanbin was the first one to come out of the car.
Yeah.
Ah,
with
okay.
all the bloody thingy on his face.
The one I remember is WYD. Because they're so cute.
I wonder
and
why.
Also my type. Yeah, those ones I can remember quite well.
Mm.
I still had the feels, you know, the excitement and sort of the amazement of watching them in the dance practice. It's different. Can't help it. It's different. Like, the look of it reminded me somewhat of Killing Me, but also I'm Okay. Like, some of the sets had, like, the same vibe and style. I really liked June Hulk breaking through the wall. So, that was fun to watch. Yeah.
See, I don't even remember that.
How can you not remember
that? What I remember is Dongyuk with the arrows.
That was really cool too. Yeah.
I think that was the standout.
Yeah. And the blindfold. Yeah.
And
right.
It was funny because
that was really good.
It was funny because I particularly remember that Dongyuk arrow scene because I've been watching Chinese dramas that are based from esports. Apparently, some iconics are actually also watching the drama that I'm watching. And they were telling me na, oh, ate, si Dongyuk nagpaparamdam. Wag mo daw pansinin si Bobby, si Dongyuk na lang daw. Kasi nga, his hair is a little grayish for this one.
Grayish.
And I remember, like, one of the characters in the drama that I'm watching has almost like grayish white hair and poggy siya. So parang ate wag na si Bobby. Si Dongyuk na lang daw. So
that's
so you can
too.
Guess who my MVP for
MVP. Yeah. The blindfold and like the arrows pointing at him. That was
na stress ako doon ng bahagya.
Yeah, like very poetic. That was a nice visual. But still Junhawk for me. I mean, what am I gonna do? Okay, moving on from Dive, we can go into the other songs from the album. And the first one is, and I'm working blind here because I didn't get the track list.
Ah, yeah.
Thought?
The first thing that came into my mind when I listened to Ah Yeah through Spotify is, gosh, this song makes me want to drink so hard. I associate the song with alcohol. Not for the kids, sorry. Yeah.
My first thought was, wow, this is gonna sound super great live, like in one of their concerts. YG artists have a knack for like coming on stage and performing like their royalty with a strong sort of, I don't know, military presence. I just remember CL having this performance where she did like a medley of The Baddest Female and Mental Breakdown. And she had to walk down a staircase, and then the Kwon twins were shirtless and like really oiled up next to her, walking with her, almost like her assistants. And then there were like people on each step with flags, as if she's a queen, like coming down. The grandness of the sounds in Ah Yeah reminded me of how something like that would really work. So I thought, okay, it's gonna sound really good live.
I didn't like it that much in the sampler. I mean, because there's also a winner song.
Same title,
And then I was surprised by how it sounded, and then when I heard the whole song, I liked it better compared to the sampler, the snippet that I heard from the sampler. So it was good. It's an anthem. Got me speculating again. It was supposed to be a double B song or something like that. I mean, when I first heard it, if I'm not mistaken, I think I was the one, I think at the start, when I really thought that Bobby was Hanbin, like his voice. I'm not sure, or if it's Dive. But I think I as well. So got me going for a moment. But it was good. And also the dance practice video.
Yeah.
Thank you for releasing that.
Correct.
June went hard.
That was fun. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh my god, that's not what I meant. I meant he danced really hard. Is that the right way?
That's
he
what performed, she said.
He performed really well. Yeah. That's what I meant. Like, in a very PG sense. Well, the next one, the track is Dive. So, obviously, we've talked about that. The next one is All the World.
Yay!
Hey, I love this song. This is my favorite in the album.
Me too.
It is so fun.
It reminded me of SHINee, to be honest.
Yeah, it reminded me of Runaway by SHINee.
View.
Like, it had that... Let's hop on the car. Let's go on a drive.
Yeah, it's for
wherever.
Long drive.
It's the summer. Yeah, very road trip vibes. It's just fun. Like, it's super fun. There's also a CBX song that kind of...
Yeah. I'm gonna cherish you. In fact, I made a playlist in Spotify called Sounds Alike. So I think I have like 5 songs in it. So All the World, and then the CBX song, Cherish, View by SHINee, and then Magnetic, Noran by
GOT7,
yeah.
And talagang siningit ko to, guys. Sorry naman. Turn Up by Arashi. Listen to it. I swear. Yeah. It sounds
like share your playlist. Oh, in the
show
notes.
I will put it in the show notes.
Yeah. I just really, really, really love this song. Even when the sample came out, that's why I was like super hyped about it. It was because of this song. Kind of sounds SME more than YG. I mean, true. Seeing as it sounds like SHINee and XOCBX. But I'm not complaining. I'm not mad about it. I just love it.
Yeah, I like the song.
Okay.
Not my top one. But,
not your top one.
Yeah, but
really?
I like the song.
Perhaps.
Yeah, but to your point, which when I heard it, like, oh, this doesn't sound like the icon that I know. Which is, I guess, also a good thing. Like, thinking again, oh, maybe this was a...
I think that was also
direction
like...
direction that they want to go into. So, I appreciated what they wanted.
That was my same feels for Best Friend. When I listened to the whole album, and then Best Friend played for the first time, parang ho, hindi ito yung icon na alam ko, but I liked it.
Yeah, exactly, with Best Friend. When I first heard the entire album, noong time na yun, it didn't get a lot of replays from me, Best Friend.
Yeah.
And then months after, for some reason, that's what I constantly listen to.
Oh, interesting.
So, not really constantly, pero kumbaga, I don't skip it when it goes on. There are times on the way to my commute. So I listened to like the entire Icon album. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, when I go to Best Friend, I rarely skip it. So, or maybe just a commute song. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that All the World will be one of those songs for
me. It will grow on you, to be honest.
I think it's gonna be one of those songs for me.
All the World is the song that I have most plays for this album. Even when the sampler came out, the highlight, the first song that I really liked was All the World. Congratulations naman talaga sa songwriter of the year. Forever na maganda yung mga nire-release niyang songs. It may be a ballad-ish or something that is off Icon, like the sound of Icon. Basta, I'm happy na nire-release nila yung song na yun.
Yeah, to me, All the World shows the side of Icon that's more playful and wholesome.
Yep.
And just pure fun. Sort of like the welcome back album for me. Anultara. Yeah, so for me it had that kind of fun, youthful, kiddie. Not kiddie, but like just pure, innocent,
like
fun vibe.
Boys having fun.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, which I love. And then the next one, which is maybe your favorite. I knew it. I knew it. So.
I want to insert it.
Go, introduce it, PD Nim.
The next track is Holding On.
Yeah.
When I heard the sampler, so like, oh my god, I'm holding on. So I'm going to like stick with this.
Yeah.
When I heard the album, actually, Flower was... I've been replaying Flower more than Holding On. But I think last weekend, like a few days ago, I'm like, no, it's really Holding On. For some reason, this is where I guess I'm... still amiss with my iconic duties. I haven't really explored the meaning of the songs. But I heard that this is actually a sad... The lyrics are sad.
Classic Hanbin. I'm looking it up right now.
But actually, those are the ones that I like, or I guess pleasantly surprised. When it's like happy songs, apparently, of course, we're non-Korean.
We wouldn't know.
We didn't know at first that apparently it's a sad song. Yeah. Sorry, I have to
Best
talk
Friend
about,
is the same way.
Huh? Yeah.
Best friend
is
the same
like
way.
I have to take on EXO on this end. Like, I like Peter Pan, but apparently it's a sad
song. It's a sad song? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Actually, I think it's a depressing.
Interesting.
Yeah, level niya yung Best Friend.
Whoa.
It's a sadness. Yeah, so.
Actually, that's like a surprise. So it's what's annoying is that like I've been grooving into it, and like, oh my god, it's a sad song. Shouldn't be smiling really. But I love Holding On. I haven't gone into a deep dive. There are people who are saying that they've seen Holding On. His friend, I think, mentioned that Hanbin is always saying Holding On, something like that.
Oh.
So when they saw that the title of the song Holding On, so some of the fans I saw on Twitter were like, oh my god, Hanbin talked about the song I think way before. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm literally reading through the English translations right now.
Please enlighten us.
I hate these kinds of
feelings
where...
Bigyan ng tissue.
Yung parang, you know you're hurt, but like, it's not gonna kill me, therefore I just have to bear it. And literally, that's what it is. Like, he's saying things like, I finally understood what they meant when they say, time heals all wounds. I'm holding on. It's a bearable loneliness. I'm holding on. It's a bearable yearning. It doesn't hurt as much as I expected. I just miss you a little bit from time to time, but I'm holding on. You know, that's like, because you think like heartbreak would kill you, right? But the next day you wake up and you're like, wow, you're alive and breathing.
And then just once in a while.
Right. And then it just becomes this like hurt that you just learn to live with, which I feel it's always like the saddest. I always write about this in my face.
Ironically,
but, like,
that song has a lot of promise.
Right?
I think it's a very good specialty of Hanbin, like writing sad songs but with hype melody.
Yeah.
So, songwriter of the year.
I mean, slow clap, what?
Forever
and ever. So yeah, I mean, what PD Nim said.
Oh
like,
no, I have to digest. I know like the entire lyrics. I might be a bit teary-eyed while listening to it, but smiling.
Yeah,
which is exactly
with
kind
a
of.
Spring to my step, teary-eyed.
So like, hop skip si PD Nim habang pinapakinggan niya yun, but she's crying.
Masakit na si cake. So, I love this song too. Mary Hanbin, which I appreciate. Which leads us to the final song.
Yeah.
The album, definitely last but not the least, which is Power.
I remember one of the people I follow on Twitter made screen cap of Hanbin's monitor before. Remember the ones with the folders and random songs, random song titles. And they said like Flower was actually one of the folders.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm not really sure if it's the same Flower song that made it to the album.
Mm-hmm.
But this song is actually written and produced by...
by Dongyok.
Dongyok.
Yeah.
This is the first time, right?
That's part of an album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it has that distinction of being a song that was produced by Dongyok. And it's a great first song. Yep. I love this song as well.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Dongyok.
Yeah. I was telling PD Nim and Bao that it reminded me of a Big Bang song. And thanks to PD Nim, she's like, it's Blue.
It's
I'm like,
blue.
Yeah, it's Blue. It totally reminds me of Blue. It has that same vibe.
Correct.
I love it.
It has a general moodiness.
Yeah.
But I would,
a certain groove.
I would listen to
it the beats.
On a rainy day. Yeah. It gives me
like
that.
On a rainy day, but you'll still bob your head.
Correct.
I would listen to this slow driving on a traffic list. City, which is
like cruise control,
not really like thinking empty roads, but you're not like on a road trip where you are like, sort of driving fast, like you're just like
chilling,
driving, on your own, sometimes like on a Sunday, let's say I came from the mall or whatever, instead of turning right to my condo to park, I would just kind of like drive around my block for a while, like just slowly lang, and then just. Especially if a song that's good is playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for it to finish. Let me drive around the block a bit. I would do that with this song because it has that vibe.
Yeah, and then the V Live.
The Idol Radio.
Idol Radio,
Idol Radio.
Idol Radio. So they talked about the song and then Dong highlighted Chanwoo. Because I think the tone of Chanwoo's voice really fit the song.
The song.
And actually, I didn't make it a point to like, see like who's singing right now, who's singing right now.
Yeah.
But when Dong-hyuk pointed it out during the show, I'm like, oh yeah, that really is Chanwoo. And I haven't heard that kind of voice from Chanwoo in previous Idol songs.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he got to have this moment as well.
So in Flower, Chanwoo's voice... Blue!
Yeah! Pun intended!
Sorry.
It was asking for it, so...
Yeah. Blooming Chanwoo. Hey, that's like a good fan sign name. Or is there already... No, there's a Hanbin one that's Blooming.
Yeah,
there's a Bloom.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, never mind.
Blooming, B-L-U-E-M-I-N-G. Anyway,
there is a Blue. There is like a
fan sign. Yeah.
And they call her Blue Nim. Or am I making this up?
I think so.
No,
I mean Marin talaga.
There is. Yeah. I guess just to recap, favorites. Parang obvious naman, but
All the World is the bop.
All the World.
Holding on.
Number two, guys, though. Sorry?
Number two.
It's gonna be Holding On Flower for me. I don't know.
It's All the World and then either Holding On or Flower.
Yeah,
like,
same.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
And circumstances.
Yeah.
If it's raining, maybe I would really listen to Flower.
Yeah. Interestingly, so a lot of you had comments about our guest in the last episode, Gorgie. Woo! Shout out, Gorgie! And she listened to the album without us prodding her to do it. She did it of her own volition.
We never told her that there's a
comeback. We didn't even say there was a comeback. Yeah, and so... And
she's almost there, guys.
she said that her favorite was Holding On as well. So that was the one that...
Her.
No, yeah. not... No, like, the entire time I was with her...
How did that conversation come about, though? I can't remember.
I forget what I was... Maybe I was teasing her about Seonghyun or something.
Yeah, it wasn't
it even... It wasn't even like, Icon related.
There's no even mention of Icon. I remember that conversation.
And then she just mentioned that. She's like,
oh, yeah, because there were, like, rumors of an X1... I don't know, come back again or like something.
Ah, yeah.
And then she was like, Icon. People. Yeah, she brought it back to Icon. I'm like, what?
And then, like, did they tell you about it? Like,
no, we did not talk about it at all.
Her own volition.
Yeah.
Like, guys, there you go.
It worked.
So close, guys.
So close. Nearly there. Nearly there.
1 foot is there, guys. So
yeah. And she even said, like, because we have, like, a separate conversation on Instagram for some reason. And she was saying, like, I can't remember not remembering them. She, like, that's very poetic. Gorgy, whatever. It just means she already knows who they are.
It's 1 a.m. I had way too much alcohol in my system.
It's hard to process that. Yeah. But she's like, I can't remember not remembering them. Which I guess just means, like... Now she knows who they
like,
are.
In her mind. She can't remember a period wherein she didn't know off Icon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So I'm like, that's deep, girl. Yeah, yeah, good job. Yeah.
And as of today, I think she was able to finish like Win. And she got started with Mix and Match. We haven't updated her EduKCon.
Yeah, we should like
not ask her.
Yeah, we should check up on that. Yeah.
And you know, like even in the previous podcast, yun nga yung life mission ni Dane is to convert every friend to an Iconic. So if you want to enroll, please, you may enroll to the EduKCon University.
Yes, please.
Headed by our headmistress.
I will sort you into houses. Overall, how do you guys feel about the songs, the comeback? I mean, this whole situation, for lack of a better term, that we're in right now.
No, because you know, man, I'm a binik. So, we know this time is gonna happen sooner or later. But it's also hard to get confronted with reality.
Mm.
And this is one of those examples.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, apart from the fact that NYG even made a statement about their gonna use songs and stuff like that. I also have mixed feelings about that. But I mean, of course, you don't want also to have good songs go to waste.
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. If you really want to like bring it out in the world, then why not, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So mostly mixed feelings, but it's more of like I'm so worried as to what will transpire. But for me, like, sorry. Yeah. In economic terms, it's like a soft landing. It's like a Brexit.
Do explain.
Landing.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this Pod Save America?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're on the wrong podcast.
Pod Save the World. World. So it's more of a soft landing. I'm not really like expecting like worst case scenario because I know how they perform.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know the caliber of the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really worried about them in general, but it's more of like a general relief. I'm not sure what I was expecting, to be honest.
Yeah.
When they released it, it just made me miss Handy more, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any expectations like what they will sound like, how the product will be in all of it. It's just giving me into plainly visually that he's not there.
Not there.
Before, it's more of like the Japan, like all these Japan tours in between, right? With the issue, and then between the comeback and the issue from June of last year. It's mainly just the Japan tour promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you know, I mean, it's live, it's in front of you. It's not really at your TV, it's not in your music shows.
Yeah.
So now it really hit home.
It's not on the Spotify profile picture.
Exactly.
Until now.
Exactly. So the fact that there's like more visual cues of him not there. Yeah.
Ang hirap sundan nun, ha?
Yeah, you said.
Kailangan na kasi natin yung binik, no?
As for that. Binik in this room. Yeah. I'm glad for them. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, on my end, I really like the fact that they sounded a little different also.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily associate them with, you know, their usual. It allowed them to grow musically, I guess. Especially with the teasers, the ones that they released before the album, the cover songs, Rest Your Bones, and Deep Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that they were able to pull that off outside of, you know, who they are as icon. Individually, I think possibly, yeah, mag-grow pa sila musically. Kasi hindi lang sila rap, guys. I'm really looking forward if Junae will be able to, like, do his ballad some more. To be honest, his voice suits it so well.
Oh my gosh, it's really gonna happen. I said this in another podcast. But there would be a comeback when Junae would ruin your bias list. I think we're nearly there.
And thanks. Sinasabi don't ko lang, guys.
Give in to him.
Oh my God. Dude, malayo yung tatawirin niya, no?
Again, sabi ni Gorgie, this thing started secret.
There's like 5 biases of iconic pick face na kailangan niyang tawirin bago siya makaakit doon.
So who don't you like?
I love that we're quoting Gorgie.
Yeah. Gorgie, 2019.
Gorgie needs a comeback on our podcast.
So yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. And in the next album, I hope that they will be able to have solo songs. And since this is just a mini album, I'm expecting like there's going to be like a repackage later on. So it's so funny that this is a mini album when in fact the album is not mini.
Because it's huge.
Siya, guys.
I remember,
and I wonder like how heavy it is.
Maybe we should do like an unboxing or like a merch lady episode. So my thoughts on the comeback. I think the selfish part of me before the comeback happened was hoping that they would still sound like the icon that I know. And obviously a big part of that would be having Hanbin as sort of the producer. And so when they announced that they would be using Hanbin's song still and effectively kind of be using the songs that they meant to come back with anyway last year. In a way, I was relieved because, and again, this is my selfish self, like I was just worried that I wouldn't like their music if they sounded not like the icon that I knew. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't know how I'll handle an icon that sounds like the songs that Junae makes, which could have been a possibility if they had lost their main producer. I mean, anyone could have sort of jumped up and taken the plate and sort of, you know, dictated what their sound was going to be like. Unfortunately, I'm not ready for that conversation yet. So in a way, I was relieved that they were going to use a lot of Hanbin songs for this because in a way, it gave me time to still kind of get adjusted to what will come in the future. And now that I think about it, now I feel this comeback is in a way bittersweet because with the way the things are set up right now, this might be sort of the last time that we'll have Hanbin's stamp in their songs. I mean, they're already talking about like another comeback, right? Mm-hmm. That they're already working on music.
And
so
I'm pretty sure there would be, because normally that's what they do. They would release a mini album, then another mini album, and then the repackaged.
So obviously that's gonna sound different, and I'm just gonna need to be ready for that and ready to face the music in that sense. That said, for this album, I felt that you could see their growth from like Welcome Back to here. I could see glimpses of where Hanbin wanted to take their sound. I like the direction that he wanted to take. So a part of me is like thankful that we have this glimpse, but also frustrated that we didn't get the whole thing and that they're not probably gonna take that direction anymore. Because I mean, things have changed, obviously. I like the songs on their own objectively, but it's hard to be objective about them because, as I said, like, there's this big elephant in the room of all the drama that's just surrounding it, and you just can't escape it. I do feel a bit of guilt in a way, like towards the 6 boys. I feel like sometimes I always have to see their efforts and the hard work in the lens of, you know, having handicap. I mean, let's face it, they had a handicap working on this album because they didn't have a leader and their main producer. I feel bad that obviously affects sort of how you see their songs, their performances. When at the core of it, they work just as hard, if not harder, to get this comeback going. Because again, they had a handicap. So I feel like we should have more appreciation for them in that sense. And so yeah. Again, like, it's just a mixed bag of emotions. I mean, yeah. Has been since June 12. So I am thankful for all of the content that we've been given. I mean, they've really been working hard.
Check out content. Their videos. I mean, and
super damning content.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to the point that I have to like catch up because there's just a lot. A couple of months ago, we were starved for content. Like nothing was happening. And now there's so much happening. I'm thankful for that. And I think the boys really deserve the support that, you know, they deserve all the love and support for all the work they've done.
With that said, please buy the album legally.
Stream.
Must stream. And the merch people, I'm calling on you. Please make sure that you buy, like, the album. What we can look forward to is that the album does have, like, a very thick photo book again.
Mm-hmm.
It's something similar as the repackaged of their last album. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's gonna be so worth it. Well, Junae did market it, like, in the in their villa.
Salesman Junae.
Salesman Junae.
He did well.
Did his part. We would like to also thank you guys for listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And before we end, we would like to make a call to all the fanboys of Icon in Manila. Just in case you guys are here residing nearby, please give us, like, a DM because we are planning for future episodes. Oh, and you would want to know, like, what contents you want us to put in our episodes. So I'm pretty sure that Gorgie will be so glad to make a comeback. And we're hopeful that when she does, she's a full-blown iconic.
By then.
Yeah, by then. Yeah. And the last time I think that we had her in our episode, she said that she liked Jinan. So I wonder if it's gonna be Jinan still.
Yeah.
So beware, Jinan fans. Gorgie will be a very good addition to your fandom.
Thanks so much for all of the feedback that we got about Gorgie.
Yeah. Other episodes, there are a lot of people who are listening now. I think we already have almost 1,300 plays from episode one. So yay!
Awesome. How many episodes have you had? Like 14.
This is the 15th. It's gonna be the 15th episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
15th episode.
So it was great hearing about your responses to sort of Gorgie's feature. So not to worry because we have a few more special guests in the upcoming episodes. Yep. And yeah, we're on the hunt for on the lookout for even more people to invite. So if you have any ideas,
or if you want to guest in our podcast,
if you want to guest, yeah, for sure.
Yep. Like, just let us know.
We don't have to physically meet if it's impossible. I don't know. We can find a way. Technology.
Pahirapan natin ng konti.
So, yeah. And let us know what you guys want to hear more about. And let us know what you think about this episode. It was a bit of a difficult episode, but we hope that, yeah, it can spark conversation.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think of it.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you in our next episode.
Bye. 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 Screen die. Boom stream.